And no, that was crap. Okay, we're gonna retry that. Okay, hi, welcome back to. Oh wait, what?
I said, why was that crap?
Because it was. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of our podcast. This is Serena.
I'm Grace.
And it is our first time in I think 3 weeks recording. I think Grace just recently got back from camp. Well, not super recently, but like we record on Wednesdays, so it's kind of like recently. And then I was on vacation with my family, my extended family, and I had family over for a couple weeks. So I didn't have the time to record, but now we're finally here. And we have another interesting subject that I only wrote a partial script for. So we're going to be a little bit messy.
That's all right.
So our information today is coming from a Yale website, like from the college Yale, because they're the ones who have this object in their possession. And what we're talking about today, if you didn't see on the title, is called the Voynich Manuscript. And that's kind of a weird name for it, but the name Voynich comes from the guy who found it, and his name was Wilfred Voynich. And I guess he probably didn't find it, but he was a rare books dealer, and he got his hands on it in 1912. It was a crazy find for him, because all these random letters and characters put together that aren't actually any language. I think there's some Latin in it. They actually call it Voynichese, which I did not know. Yeah, it sounds like a type of cheese.
But that's after the dude, but they don't actually know what it is.
Exactly, yeah. That's after the guy who discovered it. So basically, it's got a bunch of pictures in it. These pictures are of random plants. There's 113 unknown species of plants that are drawn in the book. They also did some carbon dating of some different parts of it, and the results said that it's from about the early 1400s, so kind of old.
Yeah.
And it was made from calf skins. Sorry to the animal lovers, because that's kind of sad. But it was made of at least 14 or 15 entire calf skins.
I mean, that's how they used to do it, so.
Yeah, but one entire calf skin. Like, that barely makes anything, I guess, because it's made of 14. There's 250 pages, yeah. About. I think that was how many said.
Calves?
Poor calves. I can't even go to a rodeo, because I went to a rodeo one time, and they, like, rope the calves and tie their legs up, and that just makes me sad.
Okay.
So all the words and stuff were written with a quill pen, which is what was pretty common, I think, at that time, and iron gall ink, which I actually don't know what that is, but there's, like, a bunch of interesting stuff in there. I think that was also common. It didn't cost a bunch.
They must have thought, like, what they were writing was important for, like, that much effort.
But what if it doesn't mean anything? Like,
I know. It's, like, I don't know. Like, who would just make a journal of, like, a random...
Right.
I don't know.
There's, like, a bunch of... It could just be a bunch of gibberish. Because, like, this guy... Maybe it could be someone who just went insane and decided to write their dreams.
But why, like, that much gibberish?
I know. It's, like one page...
It has to be something.
I know.
Study it.
Because, like, one page of gibberish is like, oh, that person was kind of insane. Maybe even, like, seven pages. When it comes to, 250-something, like, that's kind of too much. That's an entire novel. 240. I got that wrong. So it is 240. So it says most of the characters are just one pen stroke or two pen strokes. So similar to English, how we just go whoop whoop, you know, with our pen.
Do you mean like cursive?
Yeah, kind of like cursive. I don't know. You saw the script.
Yeah, I did.
So we don't know for sure if there's actual, because we know if there's actual letters, right? Because we know that there's W's don't change and S's never change. They're pretty distinct. Like, people write them a little different, but they're distinct. And it seems like if there was an alphabet of sorts of, like, 20 to 25 characters. Whoa, what happened? Come back.
Bad connection, sorry.
Okay, well, I'm back. You're back. We're back.
Grace just left you.
Yeah, seriously. I was, like, talking, and then I just hear, like, the sound of the FaceTime hanging up. It's like... Oh. So did you hear what I said? They've got, like, their alphabet would be about, like, 20, 25 characters. And that would make up for all of the letters that are in there. And there's a few, there's a few exceptions, though. There's a few characters in there that are not like that. They're just random. And there's no punctuation.
Maybe it's like how, you know, at the end of a sentence, a girl's wrong, we'll put, like, a heart or a smiley face.
Maybe. Yeah, so there's no punctuation.
If
there's no commas or anything, unless their punctuation is, like, with Chinese characters, I think they've got a completely different punctuation system.
Got it.
It says there's a few words that are thought to not have been written in this random language. So there's some Latin letters in there, and there was a signature that's now unreadable, but I don't think it was when they first discovered it, that said, I can't pronounce French, Jacob Tepenes. Jacob is spelled it's spelled J-A-C-O-B-J.
Okay.
So there's like a random J at the end. And then A, and then T-E-P-E-N-E-C-E. There's a line of Latin writing on some random page. There is an astrological series of diagrams. It has the names of 10 of the months in Latin. They have March to December. The spelling suggestive of the medieval languages of France, northwest of Italy. Could be French. They could not be. They could just be trying to be wacky or something.
I mean, it already is pretty wacky.
Yeah. There is a small number of words at the bottom left corner, and they say Der Mustil, which is in German, so I don't know how to pronounce it. And it means a widow's share. So there's actually a picture here I wish I could show. I'll post it on Instagram or something. But it is the attempt at writing letters that look similar to our letters. The problem with that is the letters put together don't make any sense, but they do look similar to Latin or our letters.
Okay.
So I'll show you, but I'll just have to post it on Instagram. So the A actually looks a lot like our A and the D and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's kind of when it just trails off. I don't know. The O is similar.
So it's like a guesstimate.
And they've got capital letters too, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
So that's pretty interesting. Yeah. It could be absolutely wrong because it's just a guess.
Yeah.
And then the pictures, let's talk about the pictures for a second because they're a little odd. What is this one? A dragon. I'll show you. I'm going to have to post all of these on Instagram.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like stories. Or
I have no idea what this is. So there's a bunch of plants, 113, and they will say that there'll be a picture of a plant and then a bunch of writing, which will supposedly be like describing the plant or something. And they're not identifiable plants. Then there's a bunch of astronomical stuff, which is like astrology. They've got some zodiac constellations in there. They've got two fish for Pisces, a bull for Taurus, a hunter with a crossbow for Sagittarius, and a few more, I think. But I don't know what this means. Baal neological. So it's a bunch of small nude ladies wearing crowns and bathing in pipes.
This is so weird.
Yeah. Like, cosmological. So this has foldouts where the pages will just fold out and become bigger. And some of them actually span 6 pages. And they're called the Rosette's Folio. They have maps and stuff. And castles.
Ooh, castles.
The pharmaceutical is similar to the herbal. There's a bunch of drawings of isolated plant parts like roots and leaves. And there's things that look like jars. I don't know. And then recipes, which are just a bunch of text that's a bunch of little paragraphs, like a recipe would be. And there's each one is marked with a little star next to it, like a bullet point almost.
Okay.
So, like, when they kind of just overall generalize it, they say it looks like it's supposed to be some sort of pharmaceutical book or, like, some book on modern medicine. But we have no idea what the language is, so it's, like, could be a cult medicine. It's just like a bunch of random, doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. We don't know a whole lot about it. We don't know where it came from or anything, who wrote it.
Don't talk.
I'm not. You just, that woke up Pops though. Sorry, buddy. The ownership of this manuscript is filled with gaps. They don't know for sure who's owned it at times. They know that one time it belonged to the Emperor Rudolf II of Germany, or the Holy Roman Empire, and he purchased it for 600 gold ducats, which I don't know what that is, but sounds expensive.
They must have thought it was important.
Yeah, he believed that it was the work of Roger Bacon, and it says that it's very likely that he got it from an English astrologer named John Dee, who owned the manuscript along with a number of other Roger Bacon manuscripts. So, I actually don't know who Roger Bacon is, but he sounds important.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna look him up real quick. So he was a medieval English philosopher and a friar who believed strongly, I guess, in nature through empiricism. He was a philosopher, which there seemed to be a whole lot of at that time. That's about as far as the research goes. That was a short research section. So just to finish up real quick, I'm going to... Well, first we can say one thing in specific. We know not a whole lot about this. Even the professionals, like the people who have been studying it for a really long time at Yale University, like smart people go to Yale, okay? I'm never going to Yale. Even they don't know what it is, but they have a better understanding than I do because I'm just doing research online, and you could also not really trust stuff online a lot, so you don't know. So
yeah.
Don't take my word for it, and if this really interests you, look into it yourself. I'm sure there's a podcast that talks about it that's not us. That's about it. And then, oh yeah, I forgot to say that we are going to take a little break for a message, an ad break, because we have a ad to share.
Yeah. Bye.